New software for multi-center studies and tumor therapy. Multi-center studies are becoming increasingly important for medicine, especially in the development of new AI algorithms. But it is challenging, because different clinics, for example, use different CT scanners. With the Sartori software package, Fraunhofer Mewes has developed a system that removes these hurdles and thus helps to conduct multi-center studies. Sartori will be presented at this year's RSNA in Chicago, as well as the OncoChange AI system. OncoChange can support the follow-up of tumor treatments by determining the size of tumors. Whether for disease prevention, diagnosis, or therapy, artificial intelligence algorithms are becoming increasingly important in medicine. One application example in radiology is the identification of different organs or organ parts on a computer tomographic image.
It takes many, many hours for a radiologist if you do it with normal manual tools, and the AI can do it in a few seconds.
This means that AI can significantly reduce the workload of specialists, says Mewes researcher Bianca Lassen-Schmidt. The fundamental requirement is that the algorithms operate safely and reliably. To ensure this, they are developed and tested in extensive studies.
Clinical trials are very important in medicine, because everything that you use in the clinical routine is based on trials. It is the same for AI tools that you want to use in the clinical routine.
And these studies are more successful the more clinics take part. Experts call this multi-center studies.
Hospitals have different data, they have different scanner types and everything else. And if you only take the data from one hospital, then your AI has not the chance to see other data and is only specialized on this type. So if you have multi-centers, you have a lot of data and much better AI models.
Except conducting these multi-center studies is quite a challenge. One reason is that different clinics work with different file formats and computer programs. In addition, the exchange of imaging data, such as CT scans, must comply with data protection regulations. This is where the Sartori software package comes in. It processes the imaging data from different clinics and makes them comparable. This is followed by the segmentation of the images. The program recognizes different structures within the images and annotates them. For example, what belongs to the liver and what does not. Then the training of a new AI can start, directly from Sartori. Sartori has already proven its usability in a major project called Raccoon.
Raccoon was born in the pandemic. It is the first project where all 38 university hospitals are involved. It was created to work together against COVID by analyzing data and to understand COVID better. In the pandemic, we have developed a tool to analyze the lungs. So we had an automatic segmentation of the lungs, the lung lobes, and also the pathologies that were typical for COVID.
A success story. Raccoon shows that multi-center studies can be conducted more easily and effectively. This is because Raccoon has enabled these centers to clarify large parts of the regulatory process. By using a standardized software, they can collect and evaluate the results together on the Raccoon central computer. The system is now being extended to other medical issues. The Mewes software Sartori is ready for this, says Bianca Lassen-Schmidt.
You can configure Sartori for all kinds of clinical trials. So if you want to work with lungs, we have specific tools for the lungs. And if you work with livers, we have other tools for the liver. So you can adapt Sartori to your clinical question that you want to analyze.
At the RSNA, the Mewes team will be demonstrating interactive workflows for data annotation as currently used in Raccoon studies. OncoChange. This is the name of the second system that Fraunhofer Mewes is presenting at the event. According to Mewes researcher Bernd Kümmerlin, it addresses a key stage of cancer therapy, the tumor progression monitoring.
Tumor follow-up is a way of determining success of therapies. In oncology patients with tumors, it is very important to see if a chemotherapy, for example, is working or not. And with the tumor follow-up software, it's possible to determine very early if a tumor is growing or shrinking, and so if a therapy is working or not.
CT images of the affected organ, such as the lungs, are taken at intervals of weeks or months. The images show if the tumors have shrunk, the treatment is working. On the other hand, if they have continued to grow, the therapy should be adjusted and a different medication administered, for example. However, this follow-up is not always easy because
the challenges in tumor follow-up nowadays are that it is very difficult to get accurate measurements. If you ask different radiologists to measure a lesion, there will be some variation in the measurements. The AI tools for segmentation of lesions can be tuned so that they lead to very reproducible results, so that when the same lesion is measured a few times, you always get the same size, which is very important because there's only one true size of the lesion.
Fraunhofer Mewes has now developed such an AI, OncoChange.
The OncoChange system provides an all-in-one solution for the follow-up of oncology patients. So that means you're able to load initial scans, CT scans for patients. You can then assess all the relevant lesions for size and volume. And then when the patient comes back after a few weeks or months, the software automatically can re-identify the lesions and then do the same exact measurements and then determine if a lesion has grown or shrunk.
OncoChange can thus relieve the burden on practitioners and make the work more efficient.
Needing to manually measure all the individual lesions is very time consuming and also tedious. So it is something that radiologists don't like to do. With our efficient solution, we have more automation of the whole process of measurement. And this allows the radiologists to spend more time with their patients instead of just with the images. This helps, for example, discussing the therapy options with the patients.
At the RSNA, Fraunhofer Mewes is presenting a demonstrator of OncoChange as an integrated solution to support the complete workflow of tumor follow-up. However, individual components of OncoChange can also be integrated into existing systems, such as PEG viewers, says Bernd Kümmerlin.
We are currently talking to a few industry partners about licensing of parts of this solution, and of course we continue to look for new partners as well.
Other topics that Mewes will be presenting at the RSNA. GammaStar, vendor-independent platform for MR imaging. Navigation and tracking for endovascular interventions. Algorithms for segmentation and registration. Virtual intervention planning to improve mitral valve therapy. Histocut fusion, histopathologic image registration.